Hello, everybody. Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. All right. If you are a member of the Red Pill community, I am sure you've heard about several divorces that have taken place in the past half a decade that actually compensated soon-to-be ex-wives for unpaid labor. I have never seen anything out there that depicts a man's unpaid labor. So I'm going to try to do that today by assigning a dollar value to you simply being around in someone's life.
Cyberpunk conspiracies, hilarious hotties, lady lawmen.
Now we could be heroes.
Dystopian detectives.
Makes us sound like hitmen.
Well, that's what we are, aren't we? Hitmen for the good guys.
Zombie babies. And even serial killing bunnies. The latest and greatest from Not So Sane Entertainment are now available to stream for free on Tubi.
Two semi-automatic 9mm. I'll give you 3K for two.
Try seven.
I don't need seven guns. I need two.
The cyber thriller Tag Conspiracy. The slapstick hitman farce. Second to last worst day of my life.
My boyfriend's a hitman.
The anti-commie zombie satire Red Days. The true story of the first female deputy marshal in the Old West, Lady Lawman. The downright strange and bizarre horror comedy, Serial Rabbit 5. And the latest neo-noir detective series, The Night Watchman.
You're a psychopath.
The good news is, you're a psychopath.
Support independent, non-woke films and stream these great, not-so-sane titles for free on Tubi. Links below.
It gets very expensive. Now, I'm going to go down this list, and you see I have the dollar amounts, I have the actual breakdown. I looked most of this stuff up on the internet, but I've owned several houses in my life, and I know a lot of this stuff here is fairly accurate. Now, is it accurate to the penny? No. Is it accurate to the exact dollar? No. But it is accurate enough to be put in the arena. You know, it's in the area. And let's get into it. All right. What are the two things historically that a man did? He protected and he provided for his family. Okay. Now, if a man to protect his family, he's home roughly 12 hours out of every day. Okay. If you want to pay for a security guard for that same amount of time, I average the unarmed and the armed security guards together. Roughly, that's $20 an hour to pay that guy to be there. And that equation looks like this. 20 bucks an hour times 12 hours times 7 days a week. And you take that and you times it by 4 weeks a month, $6,720. All right? That is, let me say that again, $6,720 a month to have a security guard at your house 12 hours a day. All right. Next, general maintenance. And I included houses and cars. Now, there's a lot of women out there who rent, and they forego a lot of this stuff there. But I'm sure that these costs are rolled into the amount they pay in rent. I'm talking about homeowners here. So let's get started. Now, if you own a house that has indoor plumbing of any type, at some point, you are going to need a plumber. Plain and simple. All right. Now, the average cost for a small job for the plumber to show up and fix a garbage disposal, clear a clogged toilet, a leaky faucet, a weak shower, what have you, it's roughly $195 every time they show up. And you're going to need the small stuff usually once every 2 years. So I take $195, divide it by 24, I come out to $8.12 a month that you'll have to set aside for a budget to have a plumber come at some point in the future and fix it. All right, next, electrician. All the houses I've had, at some point, I've had to involve an electrician. And on average, an electrician came to my house once every 4 years or so. All right, I looked it up here. All right. So average cost, the electrician shows up, $150 to $3,000, depending upon the job. I take $3,000, add it to $150, average it, divide by two. That's your average cost of the electrician to show up at your property. All right, that's $1,575. You need it once every 4 years. It's 48 months. You divide that into this, $56.28 a month. That's what an electrician is going to cost you. All right. Now, I already told you, you need an electrician once every 4 years. Next comes auto, roadside assistance. I know lots of guys out there who are handy, work a full-time job, and every once and again, they get a call from a child or a significant other that they're stuck on the side of the road, and they go out there to pull, you know, white knight saving operations. Like, if you're married to a woman or it is your child, that's just the way it works. Don't want to hear it. But if you're not married and you're a single individual and you want those services, it's going to cost you on average $75 a month, right? So roadside, $75 a month, divided by 12, $6.25 a month. You know, I use AAA. I believe they're $78 a month because I have the extended tow package because I drive older cars, mainly because I'm poor, just being honest. I'm a humble man. I don't do this for the money. I do this to save lives. That's my currency. Next, we have oil changes. If you look it up, they recommend 4 times a year. You and I both know that doesn't happen, so I cut it to 2 times a year. All right, bottom of the barrel, regular crappy oil, stock oil filter, $30. If you want to do a high mileage synthetic, get the higher quality parts, $120 every time you do it. You average those, divide by two, you come up with $75 twice a year, $150 total cost a year, divided by 12. $12.50 a month you're going to set aside so you can have your oil changes done. All right, next, repair. Roughly, if you own a car, you're going to need to have some type of repair done once every 24 months or 2 years. Now, I personally don't touch a car that is newer than 6 or 7 years, mainly because I don't want to pay the crazy depreciation. From the time the car is 5 years old to the time it was brand new, you can check those numbers yourself. It's absolutely brutal, but that's a different video. All right, so I took the basic repair, $195 plus $1986, divide by two, average cost of, you know, taking it to a mechanic, $1,090.50. You take this number, divide it by 24, you come up with $45.43 a month, just so you can get your car fixed. All right, roof. Now, all of the houses that I have ever owned, I've had to replace a roof at some point. Now, I looked it up. Average life of a roof is 20 years. Most of the roofs in the United States require a double tear-off, meaning that the new roof that was put on over an older roof. It wasn't a complete tear-off. All right, average cost of a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house with a double tear-off to get that roof fixed. I called a couple of places, got some quotes. roughly between, you know, 11,000, you know, 10,500 and 13,500 to 15,500. I just took a number in the middle, $12,000. Of that $12,000, $8,500 is labor, $3,500 is materials. Now, you get that every once every 20 years, so you divide these number by 240. All right? So $8,500 divided by 240 is roughly $35.41. $3,500 for materials divided by 240, yeah, roughly $14.58 a month. That's setting aside money to get that roof replaced and repaired. Now, I know lots of guys who have, you know, lots of guy friends. In fact, I did this myself. I needed to have a roofing job done. I called an individual that I knew. I got a discount on the materials. I got a huge discount on the labor. I assisted. I literally got the roof replaced for one-third of the retail cost doing it that way. And most men can pull this off. But if you don't have a man in your life, this is what it's going to cost you. Plain and simple. At some point in 20 years, if you own that house. Next, we have gutters. Look it up. You know, getting your gutters cleaned, it's recommended twice a year. All right. Average cost of that is $160 times 2, 320 divided by 12, $26.66 for a new, you know, to get your gutters cleaned. That's a monthly, you know, budget. Lawn. Now, this one is taken completely for granted by most women until they have to pay for it themselves. All right. Lawn maintenance. And that includes snow removal and lawn care. Most companies, at least here up in Michigan, do that. Minimum $25 a week to $150 a week, depending upon the size of the lawn and the complexity of the job. I take these two, add them together. $175 divided by 2, $87.50 a week. Times 4, $350 a month in outside your house maintenance and upkeep. All right? Handyman. I can't tell you how many times I've had to call a handyman in to take care of some stuff around my house that I could not do myself, and I didn't want to actually call a fully licensed professional. What are you going to do? You save some money. If you know a good handyman or a few, it's very useful and makes your life a lot easier. All right, handyman, small job, $150, big job, $600. Put them together, divide by two. It's basically $375 you pay a handyman every time he shows up. On average, two times a year, that's $750 a year divided by 12. $62.50 a month you're going to have to set aside for those handyman visits. Next, computer. I can't tell you how many times when I was married, I had to reimage, reformat, you know, scan with viruses, take care of the computers in the house. All right, I did that all the time. And I'm not even a computer guy. I'm just a dude who's semi-handy, not so much now that I'm getting older, but in my youth, I was pretty up to speed on everything. All right. Average computer repair between $300 and $1,000. Add them together, divide by two, $650 you're going to have to pony up every time you take your computer in to have it looked at. Usually, you'll have to have that done once every 36 months, and that comes to $18.08 a month. All right. Now, all of these categories, when you add everything together, the total is $7,361.96 a month. That is the value you bring to the table as a man who is you know, fairly handy and can handle himself. All right, you multiply that by 12, and you are worth $88,332 a year in value just for you being in the home. All right. Now, a lot of people are going to be like, that's total bullshit. But listen, here on the earth plane, nothing is free. There is no free ride. There is no free lunch. Somebody is doing the work somewhere to provide you that stuff. And this applies to everything else. How many TikTok videos do we have of these young single mothers crying about broken toilets or being stuck on the side of the road or not feeling safe in their neighborhood because they don't have a man around? But they'll tell you to your face, I don't need a man. But they want one. But they really want that man there is for the value he brings to the table. And the sooner those women realize the value that the man brings to the table, the more they will realize that, yes, they do need a man in their life. Men make the world go round. We maintain everything. We build and invent almost everything. All right? There's some women inventors out there, I'm sure, but the days of the World War II Rosie the Riveter are long gone. And you can see that in the statistics from the Department of Labor of death on the job or injuries on the job overwhelmingly they happen to men. All right. Now, I want to thank all of my supporters for making this video possible. Now, what I do on the Sundays, I go through a lot of news articles that we're probably going to talk about in the upcoming week or two, and I will usually pitch an idea to the supporters, and we talk back and forth in regards to the subject for the next pop culture video. Now, the one last Sunday, I went through the criteria and there were some mistakes I made. There were some things I took out of the old list and I added in new things. So it is what it is. So please support this channel. Share these videos around, especially to the younger men out there. They need to see this because the way they're being taught in school is killing their drive, their motivation, and their hope, and their love for life. That is completely unacceptable, and it's totally and completely evil.